Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Hello, welcome to the Sotho Tov Institute radio show. It's November 16th, 2011. This is David Wolf, your host. I'm here, not in the Sotho Tov studios in Alachua, Florida. I'm in Edmonton, Canada, where starting on Friday, November 18th to November 20th, we'll be conducting a foundational seminar. That'll be the seventh foundational seminar in Canada and the fourth in Edmonton. And from November 27th to December 2nd, we'll be conducting an advanced seminar, Sotho Tov Advanced Seminar Experience here in Edmonton. That will be the first advanced seminar in Canada. From Gainesville, I took some flights, three legs, to get to Edmonton. I was sitting on the plane in Minneapolis, about to take off for Edmonton, and they announced in Edmonton, it's negative 17 centigrade, which translates to 1 degree Fahrenheit. So I was feeling fortunate that the weather where I'm going is so warm. It was in the positive. In the Fahrenheit scale, it was in the positive. And so I know when I came to Edmonton in February of 2009 to teach a foundational seminar, it was about negative 35 on one of the days. And you can say Fahrenheit or centigrade. But when it gets to negative 35, it really doesn't matter. And when it gets to the point where it really doesn't matter, they sort of merge the Celsius and the Fahrenheit, then you know it's cold. Then you know it's cold. So it's like plus one. This is like a warm vacation spot. So I'm in Edmonton, Canada, and we're conducting the show from the home of Antoine and Nico Palmer. Antoine is really spearheading. He's leading the team here in Edmonton, to organize these Sotho Tov courses. This is the Sotho Tov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. We'll be glad to hear from you. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. Once you call in, press 1 to be on the show and participate. Also, we invite you to write in on our blog talk chat. Okay. And although I'm not here in the same studio with Marie Glashine. I know Marie is there in the Sotho Tov studios. Probably.
I'm here, David.
Hey, Marie.
And, I'm here, David, probably listening to you. And here in Florida, it's 86 degrees.
86. So you're probably envious of me here in the one degree weather here in Edmonton. You're probably envious there. There you are, suffering in the heat, and I'm here, and see, like, where I am, Marie, I could step outside and make some snowballs. I can step outside and make some snowballs, or I could just sort of slip and slide on the ice, but you can't do that where you are.
I'm feeling very jealous, indeed, very, very jealous. Yeah. I would love to play in the snow.
Yes. And so I'm spending, I'll be about 3 weeks in Edmonton. And then, of course, at the end of December, we're going to Switzerland for the Sofitove 3. And I'm thinking maybe after my time in Edmonton, Switzerland will feel like a warm vacation spot. So I'm acclimating myself. Yes.
You're acclimating yourself. Yeah. I want that I will not have that luxury when going to Switzerland.
That's right. Yeah, you're coming from 86 degree heat. also last night from Minneapolis Airport, I spoke to my daughter Sita, who I hadn't talked to for about 2 weeks. She came back from a few months in India, and she spent some time at home. She spent almost 18 hours at home after 4 months in India. And during those 18 hours, we did speak, and then she was off. She's in the Tampa, St. Petersburg area. Anyhow, I called her, and we spoke. We had a nice talk. And she was saying her experience that she thinks about it over the years, and Sita actually came to Switzerland in early 2008, and she took the foundational advanced seminar Sofitove Institute in Switzerland, and actually on the day, there was 1 day between the foundational advance, we had a mammoth snowball fight, not just Sita and me, although I was clearly her main target and enemy there. But the whole, it was like 40 of us in the foothills of the Alps there. And Sita said that over the years, whoever she's talked to, and she emphasized the word who completed the Sofitove seminars, had a deeply fulfilling, satisfying, fulfilling experience. And she used the word completed. and it reminds me this principle, the principle, here we are in Edmonton, endeavoring to share and inspire these principles of conscious living, of transformative communication, and the principle of commitment at the beginning of both the 3-day foundational and the 6-day advanced seminars. At the beginning, we ask that if you want to take the course, you agree, you give your commitment to ground rules. And I say, well, these ground rules are mine. But once you agree, if you agree to them, then they're yours. And your commitments and our expectation is that you'll be ladies and gentlemen of your word and you'll fulfill your commitments. And so in terms of Sita's comment, that who's ever completed, which means it's not just about completing, it's me, whoever fulfilled their agreement to attend all parts of the seminar, because that's one of the ground rules. And if you want to take the seminar, one of the ground rules is you agree to take all parts of the seminar. And the basic principle is they're just almost without exception, there's a different experience of life and self and relationship when our relationship with our word is that we honor it, compared with when our relationship with our agreement is that we violate it. You know, in almost every case, I can speak for myself and my work and service with thousands of people over decades, is that, when I honor my agreements, my sense of life is one thing. When I don't, it's another thing. When I honor my agreements, my sense of life tends to be clear, crisp, confident. I believe in myself. I trust myself. When others honor their agreements with me, my trust for them goes up. And similarly, when I violate my agreements, I feel guilt or shame, or just maybe not quite as enthused about life and achievement. And so that's similarly, that when one honors their agreements to attend the whole seminar, they have one experience. And Sita was saying that. And when they don't honor that agreement and they leave somewhere in the middle, then it's quite a different impression and experience. So this principle of our relationship with our word, it's not about moralizing. It's not about, you know, we should keep our promise. It's just we take a look. We take a look. When I do keep my promises, there's one experience of life, and when I don't, there's another. And then which do we choose? What do we want to be the source of? What do we want to create? You're listening to the Sofitel Radio Show. This is your host, David Wolf. Also, after the show, we invite you to visit our website, sofitov.com. I'll spell it for newcomers to the Sofitel environment. S as in Stephen, A, T Thomas, V Victor, A, T Thomas, O, V Victor, E, sofitov.com. There on the Sofitel website, you can get your copy of our book, Relationships That Work, The Power of Conscious Living, How Transformative Communication Can Change Your Life. Also, on the website, sofitov.com, you can download your free copy of our CD, The 7 Principles for Fulfilling Relationships. In addition, on the Sofitel website, you can register for our courses. Again, upcoming foundational in Edmonton, November 18th to 20th. Also, there will be a foundational. Not sure if it's on our website yet, but if not, it'll be there soon, February 24th to 26th in Florida. And an advanced seminar in Florida, March 10th to 15th. Advanced seminar in Edmonton, November 27th to December 2nd. That's 2011. And for Sofitel Advanced Seminar graduates, we'll be presenting Sofitel 3, An Adventure in Conscious Living in Switzerland, December 28th to December 31st. Also, Marie will facilitate a 3-hour transformative communication workshop on December 4th in Gainesville, Florida at the Sacred Earth Center. That's December 4th, 5 to 8 p.m. 5 to 8 p.m. at the Sacred Earth Center, 3131 Northwest 13th Street in Gainesville. Visit our website, sofitov.com. There's an abundance of articles and videos and radio show clips and audio clips about transformative communication, a powerful approach to self-realization, fulfilling the human mission of life to enhance our self-awareness, to understand the nature of ourselves as spiritual beings, having a human experience. Those articles and videos, they're in the library section, they're on the homepage. Search around on our website. You're listening to the Sofitel Radio Show, your station for self-realization. We'd be glad to hear from you on our blog talk chat. We'd be glad to hear from you. Call into the show. Get some on-the-spot coaching. Share your perspective. Share your comments, realizations. Share your appreciations. Share your challenges. Share your critiques. We've been talking about commitments and the relationship with our word and how that affects our life and our sense of self and relations. I know an important related theme here, and I know when I do coaching or in seminars, is to make a distinction. To make a distinction of what we're committed to and what we're simply interested in. And there's a big difference. And they both have an important place in life. I know there are some things in life that I'd like to happen. It would be great if they'd happen. I'm interested. And it would be nice. But I know I'm not committed to it. And that's okay. It's not like everything in life I'm rock solid committed to. At the same time, I know I want there to be some things that I'm not just going with the flow. I know I want there to be some things in life, whether it's in my financial life or spiritual practice or health or relationships, some things in life that I'm firmly committed to, meaning it's not just going with the flow. I'm creating the flow here. Sometimes we make that, we have a river analogy. And sure, sometimes we just go with, let's see where the river takes me. And sometimes it's like, I'm going between those rocks there. I'm going to that tree there. I'm going straight ahead at this speed. Sometimes we paddle with intention, and sometimes we flow with the current. And so what I find, it happens that I'll have clients, and they're getting really down on themselves because they didn't do this, they didn't accomplish this. And when we look, and they feel, oh, they can't trust themselves, they broke their agreements with themselves and with others. And sometimes when they get down to it, they show that, well, actually, they never were committed to it. They never were committed to losing those 10 pounds or doing their meditation half an hour a day. It was something that they wanted to do, but they weren't committed to it. And then they find it really helpful. They find it really helpful to make that distinction, maybe on a weekly basis or maybe the night before or a daily basis. To really make that distinction, what am I unswervingly, relentlessly committed to? This is going to happen. I'm going to make this happen in my life tomorrow, this year, this 5-year period. And what are things that they're nice, and I want them to happen? I'll give some endeavor, and maybe they will, maybe they won't. And once that distinction is made, it's very. And that clarity can be very relieving and empowering and stimulating. And it can, what I found is that it can help one rise above games about guilt and shame, and sometimes that, I didn't do what I said, I didn't follow through, I didn't create those results, and then I feel guilt and shame. And using that guilt and shame to actually avoid responsibility for rectifying or for building my character or for doing all I can do now to create the life I want. It can just be guilt and shame to sort of justify that I'm a good person. And then sometimes people say, well, here's something that I'm actually not committed to. So if it doesn't happen, that's not going to guilt and shame. And then here are the few things that I'm really giving my word of honor. I'm going to make these happen. Let me give my endeavor there. And so making that distinction, what am I interested in, and what am I really giving my word for? My word to myself or my word to other people? You're listening to the Sofitov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host.
I love that distinction, David.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's such a relief. It's such a relief to look at my life in that way, to see, okay, there is thing I'm committed, that there are, you know, carved in stone practically, that I'm committed, it's going to happen, I'm going to do them. And to see that there is other things that it will be nice, like it will be nice to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, but I know I'm not committed. And then, you know, if I don't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to not beat myself down, that's, yeah, I know I'm not committed. I'm just honest about where I am about those things.
Yes. All right. Yeah, so you appreciate the value of that distinction. And then, you know, even those things that we are committed to, it's not going to be a fulfilling life if we're not committed to anything. A life of growth and fulfillment and satisfaction and extraordinary achievement and profound relationships, that means a life of commitment. Again, it doesn't mean we become rigidly committed everywhere, but it means a life of commitment. And then in those things where we are solidly committed to, then let's realize that if I keep my commitment, that's going to create one fulfilling experience. If I don't keep my commitment, well, there's going to be a different experience, almost always. And then if it's those cases where I don't keep my commitment, it's not about, oh, then we should really get harsh with ourselves and beat ourselves up. No. for healthy personal growth. Let's take a responsible look at it. Responsible means let me learn from the past, apply it in the present, and with that character building and conscious awareness, let me build an even more wonderful future. Take a look at it means, okay, I did give a commitment there. How come I didn't keep it? Was my commitment about maybe just looking good or getting approval and I wasn't fully owning it? Or was it my commitment was, it was something I really did want. Why didn't I follow through? Okay, I let some unhealthy habits get in the way. And maybe whatever that is, maybe it's unhealthy habits around my financial management or my unhealthy habits of just watching that extra half hour of TV and then I didn't do what I said I was going to do and now people feel let down by me. Or unhealthy habits about I didn't keep my commitment because I was wanting to get back at someone else, but really I'm self-sabotaging myself. And then we get to learn from that. We can say, okay, that was a lapse maybe in my character. And how do I learn from that? How do I learn from that lapse rather than letting it take me into a downward emotional and spiritual downward spiral into a major relapse? Yeah, how do I learn from that? How do I learn from that? You're listening to the Sapatovia. Yes, yes, Marie.
I'm just appreciating.
We're talking on the Sofitov Radio Show, your station for realization. We're talking about commitment and agreement. We're talking about their place in a healthy life. The effects of keeping our agreements, the effects of not keeping our agreements. In the Sofitov environment, we tend not to come from a place of right or wrong. Our focus is universal principles of conscious living, of self-realization. Universal principles mean that these are principles that apply in 86 degree Florida or 0 degree Edmonton. As amazing as that might seem, Murray, but principles like empathy, like people want to be understood, that applies whether you're in Florida or Edmonton. It applies whether you're in a female body or a male body, whether you're in a body that's called Russian or Australian. Principles like a stance of 100% responsibility for my experience of life and the results in my life. That stance will tend to create a more enriching experience and fulfilling life experience for everyone, whether one is 10 years old or 80 years old, whether one weighs 100 pounds or 300 pounds. Stance of personal responsibility. Empathy. A principle like keeping our agreements. It's universal. It's going to tend to create cleaner, clearer, more solid relationships wherever we are in the world, whatever our political creed. These are universal principles. So we can speak in terms of right and wrong, but then that's always right and wrong with respect to what goal? What's our goal? Right? So not that we're averse to speak. Right. Right? We can say, is it right or wrong to get on this plane today? Well, if your goal If your goal is to be in Los Angeles by nighttime, then that would be a right thing to do, to get on that plane for Los Angeles. If your goal is to get to Los Angeles by night, then to get on the plane that says New York, well, that's not going to serve you. So if our goal is self-realization, if our goal is fulfilling relationships, then there are some principles that are universal that will help us there. So it's not that there's no right, there's no wrong. What we want to ascertain in ourselves and in our relations. Well, okay, what's the goal? What's your goal as far as being, as far as what you want to experience? What's your goal as far as doing, what you want to do? What's your goal as far as having? What's your goal as far as having? Is one's goal having $5 million? Okay, then there are some actions that will tend to lead one there, some ways of being. You're listening to the Safato Radio Show, your station for self-realization. This is David Wolf speaking to you from Edmonton, Canada, where we'll soon be conducting a Safato Foundational Seminar, November 18th to 20th. And then in Edmonton, November 27th to December 2nd, will be the first advanced seminar, Safato Advanced Seminar, in Edmonton. Thank you for joining us today. We still have maybe another minute or two on the Safato Radio Show. And we invite you to reflect on the themes. What am I committed to in my life? No, really, what am I committed to? Commitment with meaning ardent desire. That this is happening in my life. There's no, with commitment, there's no room for excuses. We're not ready a day from now or 5 years from now to tell ourselves excuses about why my commitment didn't manifest. And looking at, okay, what are some things in my life that I'd really like and that I'm not committed to? And be peaceful with that. I know I'd like this to happen, but if this happens and that happens, then what I'm saying I'd like, that there might be some things that I will allow to get in the way. As spiritual beings having a human experience, we're powerful, that nothing material can get in the way if we're connected. We're connected with our spiritual power, of course, in co-creation with the divine, in co-creation with God. And that's where the power of spirit comes from, to the extent that just like a branch of a leaf is alive, a branch of a tree is alive, but if the branch is disconnected on the ground, the branch has no life. So when we're disconnected from that divine source, then it's kind of like just the body and mind mechanically acting, disconnected from the spiritual force. You've been listening to the Safato Radio Show, your station for self-realization. Thank you for joining us today. This is David Wolf, your host. We wish you a fulfilling, auspicious week of self-realization.